News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Road Safety Authority is seeking an increase in the fees charged to motorists for the NCT, the driving test and a range of other services that it provides. And Shane O'Donoghue, the editor of CompleteCar.ie. We've just lost him on the line, actually. Shane, this is an interesting move by the RSA because the RSA is very much associated with road safety and all this. I didn't even know that they were the ones charging for things like the NCT.
No, I didn't either. Now, I imagine what they'll say, Ciara, is that it's due to inflation in recent years.
Well, let's ask Shane O'Donoghue because he is there now. Shane, good morning to you.
Hi, Ciara. Sorry about that.
Don't you worry. I was just saying, Shane, I didn't even know that they were the ones who got the fees for the NCT or got the fees for the driving test, yet they are. What exactly are they looking for?
Well, they're looking for an increase. I mean, the funding model at the moment is basically self-funding. So from these fees, and I think perhaps that's something that needs to be looked at, but that's another for another day maybe. But they're looking for an increase in the fee for the NCT test and the fees for sitting your driving test. The increase they're looking for is about 10%. And on the face of it, it looks reasonable. You know, these fees haven't been increased in a long time, but it feels like a bit of a kick in the teeth for motorists that have been beset with massive delays in the NCT system, massive delays in the driving test system.
Yeah, we've been inundated with texts to the show over the last year or two saying that it could be 6 or 8 months looking for an NCT and things like that. So I can't imagine people want to pay more for it. But you think it could be justified by inflation and indeed by the length of time since the last increase?
I think there is an argument for it in that way. It doesn't mean I'm for it.
No, I know.
I do think actually with the NCT, I think we need to be careful with the NCT in particular, because we need it to keep our vehicles roadworthy. But there's already an issue where people are not doing NCTs. We've seen the Gardaí doing a bit more social media presence recently when they're stopping cars and, you know, showing whether they're tax insured and NCT'd. And there is a remarkable number with really old NCTs. So I think any barrier, any extra barrier we put in there for people to get the NCT is a bad idea.
Do you think that the cost of the NCT, and I believe that it will probably go up from around 60 euros to 65 plus euros if this is to go ahead. Do you think that cost is one of the barriers to people getting it done?
Yes, I do. You know, perhaps not the average person, but people who are just struggling to keep a car on the road, perhaps. And obviously, you know, it doesn't sound like much, an extra 10%, an extra few euro, but even just the idea of, or the message that has gone up.
A further deterrent, I suppose,
exactly.
is what you're saying. The driving test would go up to about 95-ish, 93-ish euros from about 85-ish. These are, as you say, aren't massive increases, but with cost of living issues, people will probably be very disappointed with it. What else do the RSA get the fees from? Because I didn't realise they even got the fees from these things.
Well, they also get funding from the department to the order of 95 million, I believe. So it's quite a lot of money it takes to run the RSA. Well, one thing I did notice in the discussion on this news piece today is that it's like the RSA is holding this over the department before it'll do this very important review of the provisional license issue. So I'm sure we've discussed before on the show here that right now, if you with a provisional license, comes to the end of your term, you book a test, you don't have to sit the test. You basically just don't turn up and you get another provisional license.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that there's a massive review of that needed, and it has
because
been
of
acknowledged.
All the people on learner's permits, basically, who are still driving.
Exactly,
yeah, okay.
Exactly. And the RSA is essentially saying to the department, oh, we can't afford to review that and change that until you give us more money.
A little bit of leverage there on the part of the RSA. But look, thank you for that. That is Shane O'Donoghue, their editor with CompleteCar.ie. I doubt motorists will be too pleased about any of that this morning, Shane.
No, definitely not, Ciara.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.